الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The second caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, reports that our beloved master, the last and final prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said, Jibra'il, the leader of angels, alayhi salam, came to me and said, whoever from your nation sends salat upon you, sends durood upon you, Allah Almighty will send 10 mercies upon him and elevate him 10 times in ranks. Subhanallah, my dear brothers, who are here at Fizan-e Medina, Rochdale, and those who are with us through Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, we just heard the greatness and the excellence of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever you have the opportunity to recite Durood-e Pak, then don't just recite it as a lip service, but recite it with love, with devotion, with connection. Leave everything else for a moment. Just take a pause and recite Durood-e Pak with full love, inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم is reported to have said, أفضل العمل النية الصادقة. A true intention is the best action. سبحان الله. A true intention is the best action. Therefore, whenever you have an opportunity to perform a permissible act, then take a moment and reflect upon its purpose. I am here to learn Islamic knowledge. I am here to gain blessings.